God gives us courage, July 6, to live in harmony with His law. Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1:7. God calls for men, for those who in His sight will be true. Reforms must be brought about in the churches. There is now great need of reinstating in the hearts of men and women an old-time reverence for the Ten Commandments. Through obedience to these commandments, humanity is to be sanctified, that the results of skepticism shall not be strengthened, but that the foundation of our faith shall be made manifest, and all the precepts of God's holy law enforced. The realization of individual responsibility is to be awakened. Men are to remember that in order to be regarded as men by the Lord, their course of action must be just, pure, and true. Men and women may shun the reproach they are called upon to bear for Christ's sake. They may do the works of the children of transgressors, but as surely as they do this, they will receive the reward of the evildoer. They may climb to places of distinction. They may stand high in the literary world, and with proud superiority they may resist the truth of heavenly origin. But in the end, they will lose all. Our happiness and salvation depend upon eating the bread of life, that is, obeying the words and doing the works of Christ, advancing righteousness and restraining unrighteousness. Nothing can give such self-reliance, such courage, such an increase of talents and ability as a true estimate of the requirements of God's law. Love for Jesus Christ leads us to obey God's commandments, which are a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, securing for us the illuminating, purifying, blissful presence of both the Father and the Son. He who is obedient can commune with God even as did Enoch.